A state lawmaker repeats his call for an investigation into state prisons. Guthrie's sales tax is up for an extension in next week's election. An Oklahoma reaction to the death of Senator Joe Lieberman. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 28th. House Criminal Justice and Corrections Committee Chairman Justin Humphrey is again calling for an investigation into state prisons. KGOU's Hannah Franz reports he wants the Department of Labor to look into a number of incidents reported by inmates and their family members.
Humphrey said the allegations include inmates being raped, inmates being denied medical attention, and a potential meningitis outbreak. He said he believes the issues stem from a staffing shortage and an investigation could lead to solutions for different problems.
If we had Department of Labor come in and do an investigation, then we would be able to look at not just rape issues, but we would be able to look at the cleanliness issues, the functions of the facilities, and all of those kind of things.
The Department of Corrections released a statement in response to the meeting saying Humphrey's claims were vague and baseless. They also said he has not reported any incidents of rape to their office and no outside law enforcement agency has contacted them regarding any rape allegations. I'm Hannah France.
Norman's Water Treatment Facility is doing research to create reusable water from wastewater. If the process works, it could ensure drinking water and sustain Lake Thunderbird for generations to come. A possible solution uses wastewater from sinks and toilets to be moved to treatment facilities and processed, then making its way back to residents. Norman Mayor Larry Heikkila told KOCO-TV, the pilot program is promising and the water will pass EPA standards. This is the first facility in the state conducting research on this type of treatment. Midwest City and Dell City also rely on Lake Thunderbird for their water and could benefit if the program is successful. Guthrie voters will decide next week on whether to keep an existing sales tax for municipal improvements for the next 15 years. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on what residents want done with that money.
Since voters first approved it in 2016, Guthrie's capital improvement project sales tax has collected 3/4 of a penny on every dollar spent in the city. When the city polled residents about the tax at the end of last year, respondents said they would give top priority to water and sewer line improvements and a new fire station. They also expressed support for a new pool, an expanded municipal sports complex, and accessibility projects. Those priorities match up with those of the city's Capital Improvement Project Committee, which will oversee the funds if the tax is extended. In the city's poll, 88% of the 300 respondents said they'd support a 15-year extension of the sales tax. Now voters will decide the ultimate fate. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Former U.S. Senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman died Wednesday from complications of a fall. He was 82. KGOU's Logan Layden has some reaction from Lieberman's colleague, Oklahoma's Tom Cole.
Republican U.S. Representative Tom Cole remembers Lieberman as, quote, one of the better angels of our nature. In a time of gaping political divides, Cole calls Lieberman instinctively bipartisan and someone who always put the interests of the country over party. Joe Lieberman was on the ticket with Al Gore during the contentious presidential election in the year 2000, that saw the U.S. Supreme Court step in over recounts in Florida and ended with George W. Bush winning the presidency despite losing the popular vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.